College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1, with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 1. A clever man hides his virtues within himself. A fool keeps them on his tongue.
You mean I'm singing my own praises? In that case, I'm a fool, a thorough fool.
What did we learn from the conversation? Question 2. What does the paper say about the horrible incident that happened this morning on flight 870 to Hong Kong?
It ended with the arrest of the 3 hijackers. They had forced the plane to fly to Japan, but all the passengers and crew members landed safely.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 3. I'd like to transfer money from my checking account to my savings account.
Okay. Give me the numbers of both accounts and some identification, please.
Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Question 4. I'm not going to trust the restaurant critic from that magazine again. The food here doesn't taste anything like what we had in Chinatown.
It definitely wasn't worth the wait.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 5. I can't believe Professor Lawrence is going to retire.
He's still going to lead a graduate seminar each semester, though.
What does the man mean? Question 6. Bob, I really think we should meet to figure out what to do about replacing Leon. We have to find someone soon.
I can't come right now. I've got a meeting with Rodney. It might take all day. Can we meet tomorrow?
What does the woman want to discuss with the man? Question 7. Helen won't be coming to work tomorrow. She's finally going to the photography exhibition.
Oh, so she managed to get a ticket after all.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 8. Steve has listed a few ways of motivating the employees. I think he's out of touch with the real world.
You just took the words out of my mouth. Let's try to persuade him to see things our way.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. I'd like to go to the States, but if I took the job there, I wouldn't get a very good salary.
Really? I thought salaries were high there. But there would be some fringe benefits, presumably.
Oh yes, it'd be stimulating. And it has some advantages.
What else do you have in mind?
Well, there's a position in Portugal.
How does it compare?
It'd offer greater security because it'd be on a home-based contract.
And salary?
Much better. I get an overseas allowance, plus free accommodation from the firm.
Presumably you'd be given moving expenses for the Portugal job?
Yes, but just to complicate matters, there's a possibility of a post in Sao Paulo.
That's Brazil, isn't it?
Yes, and I'd get a promotion if I took a post there.
I'd love to go to Brazil.
But there are some disadvantages. I'd have to do a 5-year term there.
That's no problem, surely.
Well, not at the moment. But if there were a change in family circumstances, I'd be a long way from home.
But if you're worried about distance, isn't that the same problem with the States?
Yes, but in the States, I'd be on an annual contract, so I could leave fairly quickly if I needed to.
In Portugal?
Well, that's almost next door, isn't it? I could visit home every few months if necessary.
I can see you've got a difficult choice to make.
Well, fortunately, I don't have to make up my mind about any of them yet. In fact, I haven't even been called for an interview.
Questions 9 to 12 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9. What does the man say about the job in the States? Question 10. What benefit would the man get if he took the post in Sao Paulo? Question 11. What does the man say is the disadvantage of working in Brazil? Question 12. What do we learn from the end of the conversation? Conversation 2. Good morning. High Mountain Savings and Loan. How may we help you?
Well, I'm looking for the highest rate possible on a short-term certificate of deposit account.
Well, let's see what we can do for you. High Mountain is currently offering a rate of 6.4% on a 13-week account with a minimum deposit of only $12,000. 6.55% on a minimum deposit of $25,000 and 6.7% on a deposit of $50,000. Those will have yields of 6.55%, 6.71%, and 6.87%, respectively.
Rate and yield? I'm afraid I don't understand the difference.
Well, sir, the rate is the percentage of simple interest paid on your money, and the yield is the total percentage you will receive on your account if you leave your money with us for at least a year at the same interest rate.
Oh, well, but I'm not interested in long-term investing, and 3 months sounds just fine.
Then perhaps you'd like to open one of our high-finance money market checking accounts. With a minimum balance of only $50,000, you'll get interest of 6.1% on any amount over that. For a yearly yield of 6.27%. Of course, there's no penalty for early withdrawal.
No, thank you.
Or could we persuade you to save with us if we offered you a dining coupon book that will get you a 25% discount at many of the area's leading restaurants, at a cost to you of only $12.95.
Look, I think I'll just call around for more information. Thank you for your time. Questions 13 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 13. What is the man's purpose in making the phone call? Question 14. What is the man most interested in? Question 15. What did the woman do to persuade the man to deposit in her bank?
Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Karen Smith is a buyer for a department store in New York. Department store buyers purchase the goods that their stores sell. They not only have to know what is fashionable at the moment, but also have to guess what will become fashionable next season or next year. Most buyers work for just one department in a store, but the goods that Karen finds may be displayed and sold in several different sections of the store. Her job involves buying handicrafts from all over the world. Last year, she made a trip to Morocco and returned with rugs, pots, dishes, and pans. The year before, she visited Mexico and brought back handmade tablecloths, mirrors with frames of tin, and paper flowers. The paper flowers are bright and colorful, so they were used to decorate the whole store. This year, Karen is traveling in Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. Many of the countries that Karen visits have government offices that promote handicrafts. The officials are glad to cooperate with her by showing her the products that are available. Karen especially likes to visit markets in small towns and villages whenever she can arrange for it. She is always looking for interesting and unusual items. Karen thinks she had the best job she could have found. She loves all the traveling that she has to do because she often visits markets in small, out-of-the-way places. She sees much more of the countries she visits than an ordinary tourist would. As soon as she gets back to New York from one trip, Karen begins to plan another.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What is said to make a good department store buyer? Question 17. What does Karen's job involve? Question 18. Why does Karen think she has got the best job? Passage 2. Joaquim da Silva is a Brazilian who lives and works in New York. Brazil's most important product is coffee. And coffee is Joaquim's business. He works for an international coffee institute. It represents Brazil and several other countries that export coffee. The Institute wants more people to drink more coffee. That hasn't been easy to do for the last few months. A period of freezing weather destroyed a large part of Brazil's coffee crop. As a result, there has been a shortage of coffee throughout the world. The shortage has caused prices to go very high. Many people are talking about giving up coffee until the prices come down again. All the countries that are represented in the Institute want people to continue drinking coffee. They spend a lot of time explaining the recent rise in price to newspaper reporters. They want the public to understand the reason for the shortage. A month ago, Joaquin was put in charge of an advertising campaign. The campaign will try to encourage people to keep on drinking coffee. Sometimes Joaquin misses the beaches and tropical weather in Rio de Janeiro. But he likes life in New York. He's young, only 27 years old, and he's a good-looking bachelor. There are a lot of women to meet in New York, and a lot of places to go with them. When he misses home, there are several Brazilian restaurants where he can go and speak Portuguese, his native language. The last few weeks, however, he's been too busy to think about anything except coffee prices and his advertising campaign.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What does the passage say about the International Coffee Institute? Question 20. What caused the recent shortage of coffee throughout the world? Question 21. What do we learn about Joaquim da Silva? Question 22. What has occupied Joaquim's mind for the last few weeks? Passage 3. Last summer, my wife and I had saved for a year to be able to take a romantic cruise to several Caribbean islands. Because the train was scheduled to arrive in Miami, Florida, several hours before the sailing, we didn't think we'd have any reason to worry about getting to the dock on time. We should have known that long-distance trains are often many hours late. We should have taken an earlier one to allow extra time. We should have, but we didn't, and we missed the boat. Because there wouldn't have been a refund on our cruise fare if we'd returned home, we had to pay for a hotel room and meals in the city and an airfare to fly to the first island on the ship's route 2 days later. We missed half the cruise. This year, we decided to let an experienced travel agent do our vacation planning for us. We had to pay the full price in advance for an escorted tour. We should be enjoying that relaxing, well-planned trip right now. How could we have known there would be a strike against our airline? And why hadn't anyone advised us that a travel agency can't refund your money unless the tour operator can get the passengers' fees back from the reserved hotels, the tour bus company, and so on? To avoid trouble like this, we ought to get more travel experience. But to tell you the truth, we don't want to go anywhere. We're planning to spend our vacations at home for a long time to come.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. Why did the couple fail to get to the cruise in time? Question 24. What does the speaker say about their trip this year? Question 25. What will the speaker do in the future for a vacation? Section C, Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks with the exact words you have just heard. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage. Why would an animal kill itself? It seems a strange question, and yet it is one that has puzzled some people for a long time. The lemming is one such animal. Lemmings periodically commit mass suicide, and no one knows just why. The small creatures, which inhabit the Scandinavian mountains, sustain themselves on a diet of roots and live in nests they make underground. When their food supply is sufficiently large, the lemmings live a normal, undisturbed life. However, when the lemmings' food supply becomes too low to support the population, a singular migration commences. The lemmings leave their nests all together at the same time, forming huge crowds. Great numbers of the lemmings begin a long and hard journey across the Scandinavian plains, a journey that may last weeks. The lemmings eat everything in their path, continuing their destructive march until they reach the sea. The reason for what follows remains a mystery for zoologists and naturalists. Upon reaching the coast, the lemmings do not stop, but swim by the thousands into the surf. Most float on water only a short time before they tire, sink, and drown. A common theory for this unusual phenomenon is that the lemmings do not realize that the ocean is such a huge body of water. In their cross-country journey, the animals must traverse many smaller bodies of water, such as rivers and small lakes. They may assume that the sea is just another such swimmable obstacle, but no final answer has been found to the mystery. Now the passage will be read again.
Why would an animal kill itself? It seems a strange question, and yet it is one that has puzzled some people for a long time. The lemming is one such animal. Lemmings periodically commit mass suicide, and no one knows just why. The small creatures which inhabit the Scandinavian mountains sustain themselves on a diet of roots and live in nests they make underground. When their food supply is sufficiently large, the lemmings live a normal, undisturbed life. However, when the lemmings' food supply becomes too low to support the population, a singular migration commences. The lemmings leave their nests all together at the same time, forming huge crowds. Great numbers of the lemmings begin a long and hard journey across the Scandinavian plains, a journey that may last weeks. The lemmings eat everything in their path, continuing their destructive march until they reach the sea. The reason for what follows remains a mystery for zoologists and naturalists. Upon reaching the coast, the lemmings do not stop, but swim by the thousands into the surf. Most float on water only a short time before they tire, sink, and drown. A common theory for this unusual phenomenon is that the lemmings do not realize that the ocean is such a huge body of water. In their cross-country journey, the animals must traverse many smaller bodies of water, such as rivers and small lakes. They may assume that the sea is just another such swimmable obstacle. but no final answer has been found to the mystery. Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Why would an animal kill itself? It seems a strange question, and yet it is one that has puzzled some people for a long time. The lemming is one such animal. Lemmings periodically commit mass suicide, and no one knows just why. The small creatures, which inhabit the Scandinavian mountains, sustain themselves on a diet of roots and living nests they make underground. When their food supply is sufficiently large, the lemmings live a normal, undisturbed life. However, when the lemmings' food supply becomes too low to support the population, a singular migration commences. The lemmings leave their nests all together at the same time, forming huge crowds. Great numbers of the lemmings begin a long and hard journey across the Scandinavian plains, a journey that may last weeks. The lemmings eat everything in their path, continuing their destructive march until they reach the sea. The reason for what follows remains a mystery for zoologists and naturalists. Upon reaching the coast, the lemmings do not stop, but swim by the thousands into the surf. Most float on water only a short time before they tire, sink, and drown. A common theory for this unusual phenomenon is that the lemmings do not realize that the ocean is such a huge body of water. In their cross-country journey, the animals must traverse many smaller bodies of water, such as rivers and small lakes. They may assume that the sea is just another such swimmable obstacle, but no final answer has been found to the mystery. This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力考试结束，现在由监考员收答题卡一，请考生等待开始作答下一部分试题的指令。